I smoke, old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of their children, and all of their
good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. A little Randy Travis kicking things off for us on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. So great to be here talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies with you fine folks this morning. We've got dove season going full swing. We've got early teal and Canada goose opening up this weekend. So it's a great time to be a sportsman or woman. And we've got an awesome show lined up for you today, so you know what to do by now. Pull up that stool a little closer to the old campfire. Pour yourself another cup of coffee out of that beat-up old thermos, because we've got a ton to get into. We're going to discuss the elk hunt that I just returned from in New Mexico, a do-it-yourself public land hunt that it was really one of the best experiences of my hunting career. And whether or not we got an elk, we'll let you know coming up here in a little bit. But as far as guests go today, we've got Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers set to join us here in a little bit. Also, we're going to talk antelope hunting with Clay Pope of Pope Brothers Guide Service and Outfitters. He's been at this game a long time. And with antelope season opening up in Texas in just about a month, we're going to talk all things speed goats with Clay. Looking forward to that. And also we've got Chad Shear of CVA Muzzleloaders and Shoot Straight TV set to join us. And that's significant as well, because we're going to talk muzzleloading. And we've also got a great prize for our September 2014 Photo of the Month contest, sponsored by CVA Muzzleloaders. We're going to be giving away another gun this month. That's 5 months in a row we've given away a gun on the show. And Chad is going to tell us all about the make and model of the muzzleloader that we'll be giving away to our September Photo of the Month winner. So you should know how to enter your photo by now. Just post it on our Lone Star Outdoor Show Facebook page. If you don't have a Facebook, shoot me an email at lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com. We'll get your photo entered into the contest, and then at the end of the month, you guys and gals get to sort it out, pick the winner. Whoever gets the most votes wins the gun. And then, and of course, we've still got our 2014 Photo of the Year contest going on, where the 12 monthly winners from 2014 will square off at the end of the year for a chance to join me on a trophy axis deer or black buck hunt down at Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. So one of my favorite places to hunt, and an awesome grand prize package once again brought to you by KCR. So send in those photos. We'll get you entered into this month's contest. What else here? What else do we need to mention? You know what? Let's do a giveaway. I've got so much Lone Star Beer Game Guard camouflage stuff to give away this hunting season. And we'll start off this morning's broadcast by giving away a Lone Star Beer logoed Game Guard camouflage pattern t-shirt and koozie. So how do you win? All you have to do is text in the word Lone Star. That's Lone Star. And also the city that you're tuning in from. So text in Lone Star in the city that you are listening in from today to 214-289-7807. That's 214-289-7807. We've got, 35 affiliates throughout the state that we are so proud to be working with now. So we want to know where you're listening in from. So text in Lone Star in the city that you are tuned in from to 214-289-7807. And we'll throw your hat in the ring and draw a winner here at the end of the weekend. So it's that easy. You know what? Let's take a quick break here, because we do have so much to get into today. When we come back, we'll talk muzzleloader hunting and hear all the details of the latest gun that we're going to be giving away on the show when Chad Shear of CVA Muzzleloaders joins us next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Welcome to Texas. Don't anybody get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We're glad y'all came to see us. Now don't forget to go back home.
Cable Smith here with my good friend Craig Smith, owner of Game Guard Outdoors. And you know, Craig, Game Guard camouflage has been concealing Texas hunters for over a decade now. And this fall, we're equally as excited about the brand new and revolutionary Gulf Coast Cooler, the first modular cooler system ever to hit the market.
Yeah, Cable, we're excited about it. It truly is a modular system. And now a guy doesn't have to have three or four different coolers. He can have one cooler that he can attach another one to it. We have wheel attachments that snap onto the cooler to get it to and from the boat, and a lot more attachments to follow this season.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to using ours in the field this fall.
And Cable, we want to thank our customers again. This is our 11th season, and things just keep getting better, and we appreciate every one of them.
Well, we appreciate you, Craig, and for more information, y'all visit GulfCoastCooler.com. Lone Star 4x4 has everything you need to customize your Jeep, truck, or SUV the way you want it. They install lift kits, leveling kits, wheels, tires, bed liners, as well as color match spray line accessories, full exterior sprayed vehicles, fenders, steps, LED lights, light bars, car audio, brush guards, steel bumpers, goosenecks, toolboxes, performance exhaust, you name it, they have it. No job is too big or too small at Lone Star 4x4. Call 940-484-5500 or visit LoneStar4x4.com. That's LoneStar4by4.com, or check out their most recent builds on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Wake up in the darkness, the clock says 3 a.m. There's a war raging inside me, so I reach for my old friend, the one who's always been there to make the pain all disappear. I write another song nobody will hear.
All right, a little Will Hogue. Getting some help from Wade Bowen there, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. So great to be here talking all things outdoors with you today as we're about to get into some muzzle-loading talk here, one of my favorite ways to hunt these days. But first, this segment is brought to you by a Texas tradition, Rudy's Barbecue, where you can stop in after the hunt for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and enjoy Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Well, without further delay, let's go ahead and get into a very tradition-rich form of North American big-game hunting, and one with tons of historical importance as well as far as the musket-style rifles of the Civil War. So without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome CVA Muzzleloaders and the host of Shoot Straight TV, Chad Shear. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, it's good to be on.
Hey, it's always great to visit with you, and I know you've had a pretty busy start to this hunting season already, so what have you been chasing lately?
Oh, it's been exciting. We took our boys up to the Yukon Had a great hunt up there. My 12-year-old took a beautiful moose, and my 13-year-old took his first mountain goat with Caesar like outfitters. It's just incredible.
Well, you are certainly raising those boys up right. And from what I understand, just because I've looked into it, because I'm pretty interested in mountain goat hunting, but it's relatively affordable when compared to a lot of the other, you know, Alaskan or Yukon big game hunts.
They're not inexpensive, but in the whole realm of things, compared to sheep or moose or anything, they are more affordable, and they're definitely just a physically challenging hunt, and you put your gear to your test.
And I'm sure you got all of these hunts on film for Shoot Straight TV, a great show on Pursuit Channel.
Oh, well, absolutely. We got great footage of it, and just was incredible.
Which is obviously sponsored by CVA Muzzleloaders, and that's, you know, we've been thrilled to work with you guys the last year, and looking forward to another great year shooting CVAs. And we're going to talk muzzle loading today. You hooked us up with the Optima V2 for our first ever black powder hunt in Oklahoma last fall, and we had a blast hunting with it. The past year was able to take two whitetails and a nice scimitar horned oryx, an exotic, and that thing weighed, and it probably weighed 450 pounds, and that 50 caliber just, I think he maybe made it 20 yards. It was pretty impressive.
It's amazing. You hit an animal with a muzzle loader, and yeah, you have slower speeds, muzzle velocities coming out compared to a center fire, but those big old bullets, it just does the trick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just totally devastating on those two does that I shot in Oklahoma as well. Pretty incredible. I don't even think they took another step. They're just done. Let's talk a little muzzle loading here. As far as, you know, what is the appeal? I mean, I know since I'm not a polished muzzle loader hunter by any stretch of the imagination, but I've, you know, gotten into it and really enjoy it. I know why I like it, but why do you think it's so appealing to so many hunters?
Well, there's a couple different appeals. Number one, in many states, it lengthens your seasons. For example, they'll have a bow season, a muzzleloader season, and a centerfire rifle season. In other parts of the country, say you get up in Iowa, it's either muzzleloader or shotgun, and you shoot a slug gun with 3.5 inch or 3 inch, it has a huge recoil compared to a muzzleloader. And then they're flat shooting compared to a shotgun. I mean, you can reach out there 200 yards with them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Colorado, you can go up into Colorado, you draw the permit, and you can hunt with a muzzleloader during the rut for elk when they're bugling. So that's an opportunity. New Mexico and Arizona has opportunities like that. So it gives you some more chances to get out there in the field. And with today's modern muzzleloaders, they're very accurate, and you can reach out there.
Well, yeah, and it's more challenging than rifle hunting, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as challenging as archery. So it's really a good middle ground there. And
yeah.
But it is on the level of archery as far as one shot, one kill. I mean, you don't have time to reload, put another shot on an animal like you could with a rifle. So there is that element of, you know, you've got to be on your A game. And then, yeah, like you said, it really can extend your season, add extra seasons. Like we said, I hunted a black powder in Oklahoma last year. We don't have a black powder season in Texas. You know, there's certain counties or, you know, WMAs that might have a draw hunt or, you know, whatever. But we really, muzzleloader's not that big in Texas, but throughout the rest of the United States, I mean, it really is a great opportunity to add more.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I will tell you, after I spoke at Cabela's down there in Texas a couple different times, I was amazed at the number of muzzleloader questions because of those guys hunting those wildlife management areas. And there are just select seasons on some public land down there, but it's pretty popular in those areas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think it will continue to increase in popularity as long as there are, you know, as long as we have these specific seasons. I mean, everybody wants to get as many days in the field as possible. So,
exactly.
Well, we are certainly excited about our September Photo of the Month contest, which you guys are sponsoring. We've got a great gun that we're going to give away to this month's winner. And folks, all we want our listeners, social media followers to do is is just send us their best hunting or fishing photo, and then at the end of the month, they get to sort it out. I wash my hands of that. They get to pick the winner, and and one lucky listener is going to end up with a great gun, and I'll let you tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this month we're giving away the CVA Wolf 50 caliber. It's a great, great gun. It's got a 100% ambidextrous stock, so if you're right-handed or left-handed, it works for either one, and a reversible hammer spur, so the same thing. Has a crushed zone recoil pad. It weighs only 6.25 pounds, so it's very, very good whether it's a youth hunter, a lady hunter, or a man out there hunting. And it's just, it's a great gun. It's very accurate. Has a lifetime warranty. And we're excited to be giving that away for this contest.
We're absolutely thrilled about it. That is for sure. And just a little bit more about CVA. It's actually owned by a parent company, BPI Outdoors, and you guys also have Power Belt Bullets, which is, you know, obviously what I shoot with the CVA. And actually, maybe we could include a pack of those bullets for that 50 cal.
You're putting me on the spot now, but we'll go ahead and we'll include that. We'll put some Power Belt bullets in there, and it'll be good to go.
Awesome. Well, and something else that y'all are excited about this year, it's the new nitrite line, and I'll let you tell us about that as well.
Yeah, something new for CVA this year on the Acura versions of our guns, we have the nitrite. And the nitrite, instead of a finish that's sprayed on or painted on, like some muzzleloaders have, it's actually a chemical process that's done to the barrel. And a lot of your tactical style guns do this, and the military uses it because it gives you more longevity of the barrel. But the other big thing is it makes it where it's corrosion resistant. It's the most corrosion resistant muzzleloader out there. And so many of the muzzleloaders out there, they'll do the outsides of the barrel, but you can't do the insides of the barrel. Well, with the finish we're using with nitride, the process we're using, it actually changes the molecular value of the steel, hardens it, and so the rust doesn't penetrate the inside of the barrel either. And so that's what we're excited about. You still need to clean your muzzleloader, but this is going to do something that you're hunting in foul weather. You don't get it cleaned right away. You're going to just love this gun because of how corrosion resistant it is.
Awesome. Yeah. And you don't have to clean your muzzleloader after every shot, but, this is just something that I found. When I take it out to the range, sight it in, I like to clean it after every single shot. And, and I think you get the most accurate grouping that way. And then of course, if you're in the field, you don't have to do that, but, to really get it dialed right in.
And one thing you find with muzzleloading is consistency is the biggest thing. With most guns, if you shoot the Power Belt bullets, you don't have to swab between shots because you don't get the plastic residue you do out of a Sabot or a Sabot. Mm-hmm. But what we found, like you said, is if you use a saliva patch and swab between shots, you can get some increased accuracy. Some guns like being shot a little dirtier, or some like them being swabbed in between. So you figure out what your gun likes, and that's going to increase your accuracy. But I tell people, stay consistent. No matter what you do, as long as you stay consistent on it, that's the key to accuracy.
Well, just wrapping things up here, tell us a little bit about Shoot Straight TV, what other hunts you guys have coming up, and then obviously where folks can catch it.
Yeah, Shoot Straight TV, we're on the Pursuit Channel. We're on Tuesday nights at 9:30 Central Time. And it's just an awesome show all about hunting with the family. This week we're down here filming alligators in Florida. And coincidentally, the show that you've been talking about hunting New Mexico for elk, the show that's airing this week, my son's hunting in New Mexico and gets his first elk with a rifle. So that's exciting stuff. And we travel all over the world. And the emphasis is hunting with my wife and two boys and just showing that, hey, you can do it together as a family.
And I imagine you'll have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, Facebook is Shoot Straight TV, and you can find it under Chad Marsha Shear also. And we're excited to do that. And our website is shootstraighttv.com. And if you have any questions on the CVAs and want to see that gun we're going to be giving away, it's just cva.com, and it has all your information there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we are thrilled about our upcoming September Photo of the Month contest, and always great to visit with you, buddy.
All right, man. You have a great day.
All right, there he goes, Chad Scheer of Shoot Straight TV and CVA Muzzleloaders. Y'all be sure to send in your best hunting or fishing photo. Post them on our Lone Star Outdoors Show Facebook page, or if you don't have Facebook, I guess you can email them to lonestaroutdoorsshow@gmail.com. And you can get entered that way, because this is a great gun. If you've never muzzleloader hunted, it is pretty cool. And like we talked about at the beginning of the interview, it really can extend your hunting opportunity. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Dallas Safari Club, the leader in big game conservation. To get involved with this worldwide hunting organization based out of Dallas, visit biggame.org. Let's knock out a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers. We're talking some big bass, and they've got some other exciting news to share with us, so we'll get into that next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Whitetail season has come and gone, y'all, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Military personnel, police, and firefighters get 10% off the total price. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Hey friends, Cable Smith here for DFW Safes. We all know that our guns are a big part of our lives, from grandfather's old 12-gauge to that trusty tac driver of a deer rifle. And DFW Safes is North Texas' premier safe dealer, specializing in Rhino, Bighorn, Huntsman, Heritage, and Fortress safes, to name a few. They're family-owned and operated and have over 24 years' experience in the safe and installation business. They even have commercial safes for your business and scratch-and-dent safes for the most frugal of gun owners. Visit DFWSafes.com to set up your delivery today. That's DFWSafes.com or call 817-715-1068. At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
He said, I can't believe how much you've grown. And how's your mama been? As the tears came down like summer rain, like the kind he dreamt of overseas in the desert, where he's seen his buddies fall.
Welcome home. Touching song there. That one's from Nash and Fair, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. Great tune there. That, well, it's really about post-traumatic stress disorder, to be honest, and how so many of our heroes that do return home deal with that issue. And we'll get into that a little bit more here momentarily with Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company. They're Texas' premier seed company, and they've got anything and everything you need to keep that whitetail herd happy and healthy. They've even got the Dr. Deer-backed Buck Forage Oats. Check them out at senderoseed.com or call Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED today. And remember, Sendero Seed Company for all your planting needs. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome one of our oldest friends back to the program. He's here to talk some bass fishing, among other things. He's the president and founder of Army Bass Anglers. And to be honest, I don't know what the protocol is as far as his title these days. He was, for a long time, Major Robertson. Then it was Lieutenant Colonel Robertson. But, Cody, now that you are a civilian, what do folks call you these days?
You know, that's pretty funny. Yes, I just retired as Lieutenant Colonel with 22 years and 5 months and some change in service. And I guess, you know, my new name now is plain old Cody.
Well, we certainly appreciate your service, Cody. And, you know, we've got a lot to get into today, starting off with some exciting news from the Army Bass Anglers team. You've got quite a few teams that will be fishing in the Army Bass Champs Championship, which is coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, Bass Champs, I'd say almost all of our teams that fish on behalf of Army Bass Anglers and the four nonprofits all qualified and made the qualifications to fish Bass Champs Championship, which is coming up in October. And we're going out of state. We're going to the Red River. And, you know, and that's a challenging water system for everybody with the locks and the timing. So, you know, it kind of takes the home lake advantage away from everybody in Texas and puts it somewhere else. And you've got to use all your skills and, you know, your ability to dissect the water and understand the lock systems and a little bit of the tidals, you know, in order to be an effective fisherman and just, you know, get out there and get after it. And So we're looking forward to the championship coming up. And, of course, there's going to be tons of prizes, lots of money. I believe there's $50,000 on the line to the champion, boats, et cetera. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, exciting for us every year to be able to fish at that level, but more importantly, to fish at that level and be able to raise awareness, you know, for the four nonprofits that we support, you know, all across the country. So it's always a great opportunity to get on stage and share that mission and just continue what we're doing.
Wow. So, and we had four Army Bass Angler teams qualify?
I believe we had five.
Oh, wow.
And the challenge that we've got this year is that, you know, and this is another topic for us to talk about, is fishing for freedom. So as an organization, we've now got to figure, okay, we got to fish in the championship and make sure we're doing our part there. And at the same time, you know, our mission to support fishing for freedom. So we're having to do, you know, what in the military they would call split operations. So we're working through that piece, but one way or the other, we're going to have teams there representing the organization in the championship. And we're going to have teams at Fishing for Freedom, you know, with Belton taking soldiers out fishing. So going to be a challenging month, but I think we can pull it off.
Awesome. And, yeah, when you say Red River, though, just for anyone out there who's not familiar, I mean, that's a long river. Obviously, part of it is our Texas and Oklahoma border. But when you get into Louisiana, that's where I imagine the championship's going to be, and then that's where they've had, you know, Bassmaster Classics in the past.
Yeah, it's the exact same location where they put in for the Bassmaster Classic is the exact same place we're putting in for the championships. And like you said, it is a challenging river. There are so many unique pieces to it, you know, because one lock system can fish completely different than another. And then, of course, you've got to time your travel time to your spots based on when the locks open and close. So it has a whole new unique, I guess, flavor to the tournament that most team tournament trails don't have or can't offer internal to Texas on our own lakes, because outside of the Red River, unless I'm, you know, completely oblivious, there is no other lake or system other than the Red River, which, you know, outside of our part of it, that has a lock system that you have to factor into the tournament. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
You got me on that one. I don't know. I know the Colorado River lakes are, you know, they're regulated, but I don't know that it's quite the same as far as.
Yeah, I think they're set up, you know, kind of on a dam system where they drop from one dam down to the next, but I don't believe there's a lock that you can pass through, you know, in order to move up the chain of the river to the next set of lakes, you know, the Highland lakes there.
Right, right. Well, fascinating stuff there. I do want to also mention the, you know, Berkeley Big Bass. That's coming up on the horizon as well.
Right, yeah, the same organization, Bass Champs, has their annual Berkeley Big Bass, which is coming up in October as well. And if you need more information about it, you can find the information on our Facebook fan page, or you can just simply go to, you know, www.basschamps.com, click on Berkeley Big Bass, and there you go. And that's, you know, arguably one of the largest, you know, two-day tournaments that are, it's set up on an hourly basis that you can fish, and everybody has a great time. You can win checks every hour. I mean, in October with fall turnover and Lake Fork, you're talking about some serious toads coming to the scale.
Oh yeah, and actually, Lake Fork's on fire. I mean, BioBoar Pro Keith Combs, who's obviously very close with you guys. I mean, he destroyed the field at the Toyota Texas Bass Classic there last spring, and man. Record-breaking sacks. I mean, it's safe to say that Lake Fork is back.
Yeah, I would say it's back too. And, you know, and Keith and, heck, the entire Elite Series field was bringing in massive bags, you know, to the scales.
Yeah.
And Lake Fork's back. You know, the last time I was there a couple months ago, the lake level was back up. It's not completely at full pool yet, but it is back up. The fish are on. Fall turnover's coming. I mean, I expect there to be some huge bags coming in, especially with all the locals having the opportunity to follow the Elite Series guys around and, you know, zone in or hone in on some of those, you know, elusive spots that, you know, the average angler may not find. And now an Elite Series angler showed them the way. And, you know, I think it's just going to be a huge tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of money given away, but I think there's going to be some incredible sacks. And then, plus, it's always fun. They film it for the TV show, too. So, looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, and speaking of TV shows, obviously, Force on Force, I believe, is, like I said, I just set my DVR. So, I know, you know, I have them all saved and enjoy watching them. But I believe y'all are still running right now in the
yes.
third quarter.
Yeah, we're still running, and we've got exciting news there as well. You know, we keep trying to add new things to our, I guess, to our arsenal for each year. Force on Force, we're set to film in November, and this year we're going to add an element that we haven't added before. A child from the Soldier's Child Foundation is going to be on the boat with each team in 2015 fishing as part of that team in the tournament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're going to get to feature the kids. We're going to feature the organization. They're all going to be a part of it. Even the president of the organization, Daryl Max, coming in to fish. He's a former Navy service member. So he may have the opportunity to fish all the way to the championship or get eliminated. So that's going to be really exciting. And then to make it even better.
Well, he better show well because, I mean, the trash talk that's going to go on, if he doesn't, it's going to be incredible.
Oh, yeah, I fully expect him to get, you know, tongue-lashed pretty hard. Especially being a Navy guy, you know, the
yeah.
Army and the Marine Corps don't have a lot of sympathy for those guys.
Well, that's great that you're incorporating a kiddo, you know, into the mix on each boat because, I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course,
kids
the,
on the water and in the woods.
Yeah, and then the plus all the money that the guys are quote-unquote fishing for, that's all going to go to a Soldier's Child Foundation. So, I mean, this is a complete win-win-win 360 for a Soldier's Child Foundation. And then to make it even better, WFN and our fan bases just love the show so much. We're going to air an FY15 six times a week, 52 weeks a year.
Wow.
And believe it or not, like Duck Dynasty, we're going to have our own marathon month in the month of July in 2015. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's pretty high cotton right there.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't be more excited. Now, of course, if you don't like Force on Force, you're probably going to pick another pick another TV channel for an entire month. But those who love it, we're going to have it on for 24/7 for the entire month of July. And we're really excited about it because it's not about the TV show in FY15. It's going to be about those kids. And so they're going to get a 24/7 entire month of July during Independence Day, you know, opportunity to talk about their organization and what they're doing. And so, I mean, talk about a blessing. I mean, we're really happy and excited about it. And of course, it's going to help our sponsors who help us. It's just got, you know, like I said, a 360-degree win all the way around it.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And then, yeah, shifting gears here, though, I know you're a big fan of country music. Obviously, we live and breathe hunting, fishing, and country music. I mean, that's what our show is all about. And you've got some exciting stuff to share with us regarding a new tune, Welcome Home, which I played to open this segment. But, you know, something that it's very real as far as post-traumatic stress disorder. And this song really focuses on bringing that issue to the forefront.
Yeah, we're working on a couple of projects. Matter of fact, the project's been finished last year. I guess it's been almost a year and a half now. We were working with David Fair from the Mulch Brothers and now Madonna Nash from Country Music Television to create a song, you know, and that highlights the challenges and issues of PTSD. And it's basically, you know, the hidden wounds of combat that nobody wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like we've captured that in a song. We partnered with David. Madonna came in and cleaned it up. The song's finished. It's being uploaded into iTunes now, and everything's being put into place. And then, of course, the proceeds from that song are going to benefit organizations like Warrior Canine Connection, Soldier Child Foundation, Heroes on the Water, Returning Heroes Home, etc. And so we're really going to get everybody behind it, push forward, you know, get the song out there, and then talk about a topic that nobody wants to talk about to help solve the problem. Because what we don't need is another generation that went untreated, for lack of better words, or unaddressed, you know, like we had with the Vietnam generation. Mm-hmm. On this particular topic, instead of just, you know, acting like it didn't happen and it's not there, we're going to address it. We're going to take it on head on and hopefully help solve the problem. And then with that, fund the organizations whose sole mission is to fix that problem. So we're going to come full circle on it, and we're hoping to get everybody behind it. And then we're hoping to incorporate, you know, our relationships with Fishing for Freedom and Berkeley Big Bass in the fishing industry and guys like you and Ken Milam to help us get the word out there.
Awesome, awesome. And the song, once again, Welcome Home by Nash and Fair. It's available on iTunes. Proceeds going to benefit those heroes returning home and some of the organizations that are driven to help in that endeavor, like Cody mentioned. So really cool stuff there. Definitely go and download it. It's for a great cause.
You know, the last piece is we got some more exciting news on more projects that we're working on for FY15, but we'll save that for January and just kind of leave everybody with a little bit of a teaser, and hopefully we can walk them out of this segment with the new song, Welcome Home.
All righty. Well, hey, Cody, recently retired Lieutenant Colonel Robertson, always great to check in with you. Thanks so much for your time today. And I look forward to our next visit.
Nope, I'm looking forward to it, Cable. Always love being on your show. You guys are, you know, just doing a great job helping us, you know, achieve our mission and goals. And we can't thank you guys enough. And appreciate you always giving us your ear and your audience.
Well, if there's a better mission than support, defend, and fish out there, then I haven't heard about it yet. So we appreciate it as well.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, there he goes. Army Bass Anglers, Cody Robertson. Here's a little more from Nash and Fair. The tune's called Welcome Home. Y'all check it out. But stick around, because when we come back, we're talking West Texas antelope hunting with Clay Pope of Pope Brothers Guide Service. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
The neighbors smile and turn away and whisper, he's just not the same. Used to be so confident, now he's grown weak from the pain. as he walks into the local bar to drown his pain and broken heart till he can't even find his way back home. He calls his daughter one last time and cries, I can't do this on my own.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, General Manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000-square-foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
Hey, y'all. Chris Letzinger, online sales manager at Cinnamon Creek Ranch here, reminding you we're not your typical archery club. We're a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located in Roanoke, Texas, we have over 200 3D targets to hone your archery skills. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com to visit our new online store. That's CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Cable Smith here for The Seat Shop. That outdoor lifestyle we all love, yeah, it can be pretty rough on the interior of our trucks. That's why I trust my friends at The Seat Shop. Is your driver's seat ripped where you slide in and out of your truck or SUV? They can replace that one cover, and the new leather is guaranteed to match your factory interior. Or if you want to overhaul your full front row or your entire interior like I did, The Seat Shop can definitely take care of you. And if you're looking for something to protect your leather, they've got the new Carhartt seat covers as well. Perfect for hauling gear, guns, and dogs around. Guys, The Seat Shop is a great family-owned company who really knows their stuff, and their old-fashioned customer service is a hard thing to find these days. I had a great time working with them, and I know you will too. So visit theseatshop.com or give them a call at 214-710-2565 today.
If you're in the market for a compact track loader, then check out the Bobcat Advantage, where Bobcat track loaders squared off against other brands in a variety of tests and challenges. Whether you're looking for performance advantages, uptime protection, or quality design, Bobcat compact track loaders are the best built machines in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Watch the videos at BobcatAdvantage.com or see Bobcat machines in person at Bobcat of Dallas, Louisville, Bobcat of Fort Worth, and Bobcat of Longview. Visit BobcatOfDallas.com or call 469-586-0000 today.
At Frost, we could talk to you about our 24/7 online banking. Or we could talk to you about our more than 1,100 ATMs across Texas. We can even talk to you about our mobile banking app that lets you pay bills, transfer funds, and deposit checks from anywhere. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we enjoy more than to just talk to you.
Thank you for calling Frost. How may I help you?
We're here with the technology and convenience you want and the service you deserve. Frost. Banking. Investments. Insurance.
Hi, this is Fred Eichler with Easton Bowhunting and Predator Nation. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
September in the Rockies, the bull elk bugles ring. Their sounds fill the canyon just like they're trying to sing. Fall winds blow in winter and the snow's falling deep. It's time.
That's Dave Watson's Ridgefire, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, and man, that tune makes me want to head back to New Mexico. I tell you what, I just spent six amazing days there last week chasing big bulls. I had three close encounters, saw five bulls in four total days of hunting on my unguided public land elk hunt. Never saw another human for the entire 4 days I was up on the mountain, hiked in 8 miles, called in a nice 5x5 with our night and hail cow call, which, you know, that was totally new to me, never having hunted elk before. Came to full draw on two occasions, so I'm pretty jacked up about that. Even though we weren't able to seal the deal, it was truly the experience of a lifetime. The only true negative was that it rained so much that I just couldn't keep my boots dry. You know, even though they're waterproof, if every step you take is, you know, in 2 to 6 inches of water up there, I mean, it really is a rainforest. There's just no way to keep the water from running down your legs into your boots, and everything was just completely saturated. So trench foot started to set in. I got 3 toenails that were basically, you know, had turned black and were trying to come off. And I knew if I didn't head down the 8 miles, you know, a day early, that I probably wouldn't be able to walk out. So that was the only downside. But I tell you what, I can't wait to get back out there next year. Hopefully we'll draw a tag in that same unit. And all those years of grouse hunting up there and you know, just observing elk sign really paid off, as I was just in the thick of them, and truly, truly was an incredible experience. And, you know, they say you never want to leave biting fish. Well, I don't think you want to leave bugling bulls either, so it broke my heart to have to do that. But made it home safe and sound to Aaron and Henry with one heck of a story to tell. But switching it up here, we're about to talk about another iconic American big game animal, and we'll do that momentarily. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas, available once again this hunting season in the Game Guard camo can. Be sure to grab a 12-pack on your way to the lease this season. And remember to celebrate big tines and tight lines with an ice-cold Lone Star Beer. Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. Well, moving right along here, I'm very excited about visiting with our next guest. He's a longtime hunting guide, and we're going to talk antelope today. It's my pleasure to welcome Clay Pope from Pope Brothers Guide Service and Outfitters to the show.
No problem. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. And to say that I am looking forward to our upcoming antelope hunt would be a gross understatement. It's something that I've wanted to do, well, as long as I've been hunting, and I haven't had the opportunity to. And to be able to do it here in my home state, something that I am really pumped up about. But before we talk antelope hunting, why don't you tell us a little bit about Pope Brothers Guide Service and Outfitting? Because you've been at this quite some time, and you know, you've got decades of experience putting folks on all kinds of amazing trophies, and you've done it in a short amount of time. Because you know, I don't think you're that much older than me, to be honest.
Correct. I'm gonna be 39 this month, but I've been doing this since I was about 20 years old, so almost 20 years.
Uh huh. Awesome.
And basically, we do just about everything in Texas except for waterfowl, and do some stuff in New Mexico. And I take some guys, you know, around the globe, you know, Australia, Africa, South America, stuff like that every year. I have my outfitter license in New Mexico as well. So we do some elk and mule deer and antelope and mountain lions with dogs in New Mexico.
Uh-huh. Very cool. Very cool. Well, so you guys, obviously, you do it all. And but getting back to antelope here, you know, along with the buffalo, those two animals really, they're symbols of, you know, iconic symbols of the old American West and the open frontier, you know. And I'm, like I said, just so excited to have the chance to hunt one with you. And gosh, it's just, it's under a month now. I mean, we're coming right up on it. As far as Texas antelope hunting goes, though, we have two herds, generally speaking. The Trans-Pecos, which has been in steady decline now for about a decade, actually maybe even longer than that. And then we have the Panhandle herd, which is where we're going to be hunting. And that herd actually has done so well that they've Texas Parks and Wildlife has been doing the translocation project, taking antelope from the Panhandle, moving them to the Trans-Pecos. So a healthy herd where we're going to be hunting. I guess, what does the hunter need and what should they expect on one of your antelope hunts?
You know, on the antelope hunting, you know, accuracy is a big part of it. I tell guys, you know, a good custom gun is always the best, but if you don't have something like that, you know, something that you feel comfortable shooting the furthest, whatever you feel the most comfortable with, that's the gun you want. We've shot them with muzzleloader under 100 yards, and I've shot them this past week. We were in New Mexico hunting antelope, and I had a hunter make the longest shot I've ever had a hunter make at 900 yards.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, a good average shot, you know, if you can shoot 200 or 300 yards, you're doing really good. I mean, that's kind of a good average shot. I have some guys that, you know, the long range shooting is becoming real big in Texas and around, you know, around the country. And, you know, more and more often we're having guys, you know, come out and do the longer range shooting out to, you know, most of the time out to about 600 yards. You know, this particular fella, he's had a lot of training and had the perfect gun and made the shot, and you know, it was pretty spectacular. 900 yards, that's a pretty long shot.
Yeah, that is for sure. But well, for the average guy like me, I'd like to keep it under 300 yards for sure if we can do that.
That's not a problem. I mean, you know, we can kind of, like I said, I mean, I've had muzzleloader hunters, you know, quite a few muzzleloader hunters in the past, you know, and we can usually get guys within 100 yards or so, but it really just depends on the situation. You know, if they're in super, super flat country, it makes it a whole lot harder to get closer to them, you know, but you use cover and you use whatever you can use to try to sneak up on them and decoy them. And, you know, it's definitely one of my favorite hunts. It's a very fun hunt.
Uh-huh.
You don't always get one whenever you do make a stalk, but I think that's what makes it so fun.
Well, myself and Glenn, who will be hunting with us as well, owner of Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, are certainly excited about this upcoming hunt. And you know what? Let's knock out a quick break, though. When we come back, I want to get into something you referenced earlier as far as hunting antelope with decoys. And then also, ballistically, what grain bullets do you recommend? And who knows, if we have time, maybe we'll even get into how you acquire these tags, because there is a limited number. They're few and far between. And that's a pretty cool process as well. So let's knock out a quick break. Y'all don't go anywhere. When we come back, we continue talking Texas antelope hunting right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Trying to fit a square block in a round hole. Heart of darkness facing 1,000 bloodshot eyes. We'll know when we get there. We'll find
the Central Flyway migration of ducks and geese is gonna be epic. And if your trigger finger is getting that itch, then give Ed Hansen of Hansen Outdoors a call. Now booking trips in the Northeast Texas area. Hunt lakes like Cooper or Lake Fork for $150 a gun, or hunt Ed's private honey holes for $200 a gun. You'll also enjoy amazing dog work with Retriever Champion Led. Isn't that right, Led? Visit HansenOutdoors.net to book your trip today, or give Ed a call at 903-521-4595. Kids under 15, hunt free. Hansen Outdoors also now booking September dove and early teal trips.
Rockwall Gun Club is North Texas' premier shooting facility, offering both indoor and outdoor ranges, including a unique 500-yard rifle range. If shotgunning's your thing, then check out the 18-station clay course. Opening summer 2014, Rockwall Gun Club is offering special introductory, family, and corporate membership rates for founding members. Located at 15950 State Highway 205, you can also visit rockwallgunclub.com or call 972-215-6902. Rockwall Gun Club, the private shooting experience.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIGuns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Larson Electronics is a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s, and while they continue to support our troops, they also now have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID Camouflage Go Light Striker with remote that's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting, they also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. Visit LarsonElectronics.com and go Texan with Larson Electronics for all your lighting needs.
Having my mistakes, I swear I should have known better. Half of my mistakes, we're just lost friends. You get a little distance on it, the truth is clearer.
Half of My Mistakes, great one there from Radney Foster, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. Cable Smith here, thanks so much for letting me be a part of your weekend. I sincerely appreciate it. We are talking Texas antelope hunting with Clay Pope of Pope Brothers Guide Service and Outfitters, and we'll get back into that discussion here momentarily, but first, this segment is brought to you by STI Guns, Texas made and Texas proud. They're based out of Georgetown, and they've got a full line of 1911 and 2011 style pistols in all manner of calibers. So if you're looking for a new handgun, do what I did. Check them out at STIguns.com, and go Texan, go STI. Well, we've still got Clay Pope on the line. We appreciate him sticking around, and we're just going to jump right back into it here as we are gearing up for our antelope hunt with Pope Brothers Guide Service coming up October 6th, so right around the corner. Clay, before the break, you talked about hunting these animals with decoys. And, you know, I've seen folks, you know, on hunting shows use cow decoys or buck decoys. Now, how successful is that technique? And is that something you use a lot due to the flat terrain out there in the panhandle for the most part? You know, there is a lot of agriculture, so there's pivots and you know, drainage ditches and stuff like that, but it is pretty flat, and so I imagine that makes stalking them pretty difficult.
A lot of the country that we hunt, I would say I have some hilly, broken up country is what I call it, and then we hunt a lot of cropland where you do have a lot of pivots or, you know, standing corn you can sneak around or old equipment parked out in the fields where you can get behind it and, you know, get up to where you can make your shot. So it, you know, you just got to use your terrain to the best of your, to the best of your ability. We have cow decoys and we have antelope decoys. And, if there's cattle around, a cow decoy can definitely be beneficial. We've definitely helped us. You know, through the years, we've shot a lot of antelope behind a cow decoy. But I'll tell you, some of the best decoying is whenever you use a buck decoy and one, you know, they don't always respond, but whenever they do, it can be pretty intense. You know, I remember a hunt, it's been a couple of years now, probably 2 years ago, and there was a big ditch. You know, we were driving down the road and there was a big ditch where we saw the antelope way out in the field, and so we stopped and we just crawled down the ditch with the male antelope decoy, kind of eased up over the berm, got into the field, picked the decoy up, and that antelope from 500 yards came on a dead run to about 60 yards and stopped, and my hunter shot him. And I mean, it was probably one of the ultimate hunts I've ever had in 20 years of guiding. I mean, it was just so intense. It was awesome.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Okay, so we've talked about the, you know, kind of how we're going to hunt them, what we can expect as far as shot distance. What calibers, and just one more thing on the, you know, the gun choice here, what caliber would you say is the most common?
I would say, the 270, 30-06, the 25-06, 257, you know, right in there is what a lot of people, you know, a lot of people kind of use that caliber rifle. You know, I've had guys even, you know, even bigger, The only bad thing about a bigger bullet is antelope have very, very, very unique hair. And whenever you blow one up, it can definitely do some damage whenever you go, you know, for your mount.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I don't like about some of the larger calibers, but, you know, guys definitely bring them and shoot them. But, you know, it seems, you know, some of those longer range, kind of mid-range calibers, you know, 150, you know, 125 to 150 grain bullet,
mm-hmm.
you know, some, you know, something that shoots something like that flat.
Right. Well, do you have anybody shoot them with 22 250?
My daughter, I took my daughter last year. She was 15, and she shot one with a 22 250 at 180 yards. I bring my 22 250 every year to antelope camp, and I think it's probably killed 30 or so antelope, you know, guys, you know, from guys using it. But we've shot a lot of antelope with a 22 250.
Mm-hmm.
All the way out to probably 400 yards with that gun right there.
Right.
Of my gun.
And I was just curious because the first black buck I ever shot down at Coons Canyon Ranch, and my friend Glenn, who owns the Coons Canyon Ranch, he's actually coming with us, which we're really excited about. But, you know, I was kind of apprehensive about that round, even for black buck. But, man, I think it ran like 20 yards and just piled up. So I imagine, yeah. I think antelope probably a little bigger than black buck, but not much.
Yeah.
And
they're a little bigger, a little tougher, but that's about as small as I want to go on an antelope.
Sure, sure.
But it's been a very good cartridge for us through the years, for sure. You know, because we do a lot of predator calling while we're up there too, and shoot some prairie dog. So I like to have it around, you know, for the predator hunting too, and you know, to shoot some prairie dogs out there, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 yards as well.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, talk about as far as how you get the tags, and I'm. You know, obviously Texas Parks and Wildlife has a you know, their draw system, but there's few and far between as far as antelope tags go for that. So imagine most of the tags are landowner tags, and that's probably how you get the majority of yours.
Correct. I've been dealing with the same landowner for the biggest bulk of the tags that I get for the last 15 years. And what he has done has went in and made what he calls a co-op. And they co-op the properties in together. And then once they, you know, the biologists go in, they usually fly that area up there and allot X number of tags, you know, depending on the size and how many antelope are in that area. So it's not exactly a science, and they've kind of been working on it the last few years, where they've kind of changed it up a little bit, how they're doing the tag system. But I like it the old way. And basically, you know, the landowners get X amount of tags, and I go in and I'll buy them from the landowner. And then I package it as a package hunt, like mm-hmm. a three-day package hunt, you know, fully guided, meals, lodging, or, you know, we do a few every year where guys come in and kind of do their own thing. We kind of point them in the right direction. I usually still send a guide with them, because a lot of that country up there isn't fenced, and if you don't know how to read a plot map,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty easy to get off of it's pretty easy to get on somebody else's property, and we don't want that. So I normally send a guide along with the guys that are on the do-it-yourself hunts. But most of the hunts that we do are fully guided.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they're affordable, too. I mean, relatively speaking, you know.
I really think so. I mean, you know, out of all the hunting I do, I really think, you know, think about it. I mean, for $27.50, you're shooting, on average, I'm shooting the equivalent to a 160-inch whitetail you know, and every year we take a few Boone and Crockett animals as well. So at $27.50, I mean, that's a bargain, I think.
Uh-huh. And success rate, I mean, it is pretty high. I mean, no, it is hunting. It's never it's not signed, sealed, and delivered by any stretch of the imagination. But success rate's pretty high for y'all's antelope hunts.
Correct. I mean, through the years, I would say 95% of the years we've had 100% success, and I would say every few years I'll have a client that just, you know, for whatever reason, you know, misses three or four times, and we just, you know, can't get him on one, we'll go home without an antelope. But it's pretty rare, you know. It's usually once every couple of years, and I mean, I've had guys who have missed 20 times and still killed an antelope. So I mean, you know, that'll give you an idea, you know. But I mean, every once in a while, you know, most guys that have came hunting have had the opportunity, and I try to tell guys it's pretty much 100% opportunity at an antelope. You know, the rest is on you. And I mean, you know, there's so much involved in hunting, and whenever you get up there, you definitely have to deal with the wind and the weather up there. And I mean, I've had everything from rain to snow to sleet. That time of year, you never know what may happen that time of year.
Dust storms. Oh yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Those are the only dates we have to hunt. And
short season. How many days is the season again?
It's only eight days long.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we kind of stack a lot of people in there. I take a lot of guides up when we do it. You know, normally I'll have six or eight guides in camp, six or eight vehicles, and we have property pretty much in all directions of Dalhart, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day we just kind of head out and everybody kind of comes back together in the afternoon to one spot and kind of, you know, kind of go from there.
Right, right. Well, very cool. Last question as far as the antelope goes, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I love preparing wild game. And, you know, there's some people out there who are like, I don't want to eat a nasty speed goat. But they said the same thing about black buck. And I tell you what, black buck I thought was phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it stacks up as far as table fare goes.
Well, I'll tell you, for the up until this last year, I had a cook that came every year. He's hunted with me, and he's shot, I think, close to 40 species with us. And shot a couple of antelope with us. He came and cooked every year, and it was always a tradition that he bacon wrapped a backstrap, you know, out of every group and cooked it up. But I'll tell you something about these antelope. A lot of people shoot antelope on the sage, and I think all animals, whenever they're in the sage and they eat sage, it gives their meat a more gamey taste.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these antelope up here are on wheat fields and stuff like that. And for some reason, I think they're spectacular. And I'm a pretty picky wild game eater myself. And I love them. I mean, it's some of the best, you know, some of the best table fare there is, I believe.
Awesome. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it, man. And I do want to mention, of course, that. Yeah, you do antelope hunting, but I mean, you hunt year round. So whitetails, I mean, is obviously a major part of what you do, and then exotics. I mean, if people go look at your Facebook page, they can see some of the just absolutely amazing exotics that you guys get on from Audad to you know, ibex and everything in between.
Correct. We do a lot of exotic hunting. I would say the biggest majority of our business is probably exotic hunting. Like I said before, you know, we pretty much do everything in Texas except the waterfowl. And, I think, you know, we shoot a lot of really good animals, a lot of high end, SCI record book animals. We have the, new number one pending free range access deer ever shot in Texas that we took this year. We shot an access buck last year over 40 inches.
Wow.
So, I mean, we do a lot of exotic hunting, and I do a lot of exotic hunting, free range and high fence.
Well, you know me, high fence, low fence, no fence, I don't care as long as you're out there hunting. I'm all about it. So, well, awesome stuff, man. And folks can check you out. The website is Hunts in Texas. That's huntsintexas.com. And then also you've got a Facebook page. Encourage folks to take a look because, like we said, you've got something for everybody, no matter what it is. If folks can hunt it in Texas, other than ducks, I don't know why you hate ducks so much, but you guys.
I don't hate ducks. I just don't have a good duck guide right now.
I'm just giving you a hard time, maybe, buddy.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm certainly looking forward to it, man, and I think we're gonna have a great time, and I'm looking forward to heading up to the Panhandle and hunting with you.
Good deal. Looking forward to it.
Well, we certainly are as well, man, and it'll be here before we know it, less than a month away now. So we will see you very soon.
Yeah.
Take care, bud.
All right. Thank you.
So there he goes, Clay Pope of Pope Brothers Guide Service and Outfitters. Hopefully we will have an amazing experience out there with him and have some great stories and photos to share with all of you fine folks out there. As this will be our first antelope hunting experience. So really excited about that. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today. Thanks to all of our guests, of course, Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers, Chad Shear of CVA Muzzleloaders and Shoot Straight TV, and obviously Clay Pope. We appreciate all of their contributions to the show. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. We couldn't do it without their support. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well, I got drunk by myself last night. They say it's no way to make things right. I just didn't have anything better to do. The dog was asleep on the living room rug, and I watched a show about crime and drugs. Punched a bottle of Jaeger until it was through.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle, also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center and the nation's number one Basscat dealer in 2013. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com.